It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. Heath, Coach, I don't even know where. What episode are we on? We're somewhere in the 200s? No, 300s?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I think we're in the. I think we've cracked the 200s. All right. So before we jump into today's topic, we're gonna give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. I know several listeners of this have bought this summer. Mention me, and they will take really good care of you. I just talked to James about that. One of the listeners, and they'll take good care, give you $400 off. Great service. Like I said, we own three of them. You're definitely going to want it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com. When this launches, it's going to be close on whether there's a waiting list right now at teachhoops.com. If you want to become a member, get on the waiting list. I'm going to take the people at the top and work my way down. Prices are increasing this fall, so if you're thinking of joining, if it's open, I'd go and jump on it right now because it might be at a lower price. But if not, I definitely would get in as soon as you can. I just read an article too about like how to become like a successful person and blah blah blah. And one of them is you got to find a mentor. It was an interesting article. I got to find it. And then also, I'd like to give a big shout out to Hoopsalytics. So hoopsalytics.com/teach give you 25% off. All of you should be breaking film down, especially you young coaches out there. And Hoopsalytics will do that at a very reasonable price, crazy reasonably priced. And they'll give you a free game to kind of see what the analytics look like. You become a coach by watching games. Hate to break it to you. That's one of the ways that you.
It's a lot of work to do it yourself back in the day.
It is.
Taking games or doing that. So, and looking at stats. And I mean, you're from the dinosaur age. So I'm sure you had clipboards.
It is. And that's why the Hoopsalytics is kind of that. It will help you become a better basketball coach, know your team better, and break it down. So go over
and check them out.
And it will, yeah. All right. So what's today's topic? Today's topic is
as a coach reflecting on end of summer thoughts. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into being a coach, depending on your position within the high school program that you're in, just you kind of taking that time. I believe it's when this is going up, it's August 10th. So end of summer thoughts, school year is about to begin, blah, 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 but reflecting on the summer. So I'm not coaching a team right now. I'm just helping out, still taking a little bit of time off, but coach, you're still a head coach. So kind of take me through the process of how you're thinking, and I can kind of chime in a little bit of where I was thought before and kind of just go with that.
Yeah. So, you know, end of season. So it's interesting. So there's high school coaches all over the world that listen to this. So it works a little different, but kind of in the U.S., at least the way it works is June tends to be the high school time and a lot of playing and playing games and things like that. And then the July tends to be a lot of skill work at the high school still, but off playing and tournaments and doing those kind of things in July. And then August wraps up. You know, at least in Wisconsin, football tends to start the beginning of August. So things start winding down. So the way we do it is, you know, with skill work and stuff in July, we're all wrapped up at this point. The good thing is you hopefully have spent the last 5 to 6 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks with your team to kind of figure out the reflections you need to have as far as, like, I know now, and just don't take this. I know some players that have gotten better. I know some players that have not gotten better. I know some players that what they can do, and I know players what they can't do. I've seen them for the last 6 to 8 weeks. And between March and June, there were some people that got better. They became hoopers, man. They can hoop. And there's guys that have leveled, and there's guys that have not gotten better. And in some respects, maybe gotten worse, if that's possible. So I think as a reflection now, and as a coaching staff now, we'll sit down, because August is kind of that reflection time for us, is, all right, what worked well, what didn't work well? What do we need to tweak before we, you know, we're 90, 120 day, whatever we are from November, to get ready to compete again. So hopefully you've used the last, you know, quantity of time as a lab and done some experiments and tried some stuff and, you know, worked on some of the skill sets that maybe you weren't. And then you have to see how they've improved. Like, it's no different than giving them tests in your classroom. You kind of, so I think that's my biggest part of this time of year, is that reflection part. What's our superpower and what's our kryptonite?
Basically? Right. I would say too, it's just like, one thing is, like, I think a lot of times you think, oh, we had so much success in the summer and it's going to just transpire into the regular season. And that's not always the case. And it can go the complete opposite. You could have it not so well because you're trying all these different things and you don't have all your guys at that time and so forth. So, like, I think as a coach, you're looking at your players, and you're looking at what's in front of you as a team. One thing I wrote down is that once you gauge your team, you're deepening your knowledge of your offense and defense before the season starts. So, like, if you know that you're going to do certain things, you want to make sure you're, as a coach, are really like a master and understander of those concepts, because when the season comes by and you want to have those already in place, so you're not trying to do all that stuff. Like, oh my God, I didn't take the time to really vamp and look at my drills for defense based on what we're going to do. This is the time before the season that you're doing those things to make yourself the best coach, to put your team in the best situation to be successful.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And it's like, and it's not a perfect science.
No.
Take a whole season off. And then, you know, we had all these plans and basically we spent a year, and then 2/3 of them were thrown out the first 2 weeks because we weren't able to do this and we were good at this. And well laid plans sometimes don't always work out, but it's better to have those well laid out plans.
I would also think engaging the players individually is huge at the end of the summer. Like, we had a conversation, about a couple, situations that you've been in and other places, is their health, like making sure if they're not going to play a fall sport, making sure they're taking care of their bodies. There's no need to go above and beyond. You know, you're going to be as good as you can be as a team, as long as your players are healthy. And so gauging that and making sure that, you know, what is the pulse of each of your players?
Right. Yeah. And
I mean, mentally and physically.
Right. And and we're not going to play this fall.
Right.
Because I got a bunch of guys playing fall sports. And like you and I have talked about, we've been pretty beat up and pretty, like, I need people healthy. I'll open the gym up and they can run and they can come shoot and all those kind of things.
But fingers crossed too, is that for these high school kids, this is probably one of the first falls where it's going to be as normal as it's been in a long time. You right. want them to allow them to be kids and to enjoy it, because they, I mean, these poor kids have been through so much the last couple of years. Like, I think it's that mental health and like going to a Friday night football game, doing things with friends and not have to worry. I'm excited for these kids. I really am. I think it's going to keep them more in tune when the season comes in, because they're just going to be more engulfed in the normal situation.
No, I agree. I think so too. All right. Anything else on that, Coach?
No, I think this is a good topic, a good discussion, and we'll see everybody next week.
We will. Have a great August, everybody. Yep. Stay away from those mosquitoes.
Sports Social Podcast Network.